This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in natural gas, this news, the Henry Hub spot price, that's a benchmark price for U.S. natural gas, just like West Texas Intermediate is for oil. The Henry Hub spot price is $7.20 per metric million British thermal units. Now, what is a metric million British thermal unit? What does that mean? Well, never mind that for now. The big thing to remember here is that that price was $2 in the before times, $7.20 today, $2 in the before times. In Europe, meanwhile, which is facing a true energy crisis and where people have naturally been anxious about the rise in prices, prices there have somehow been falling. They were down 10% today on news that supply is keeping up with demand. We asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to break down what's going on.
We've said this before, but it bears repeating. Natural gas as a commodity is very different than oil. Here's Eugene Kim at Wood Mackenzie to explain why.
All of the gas supply and demand is largely connected by pipeline infrastructure. And whenever you get a mismatch of supply and demand in a certain region, then you start to see prices dislocate severely.
Which means where there isn't much pipeline infrastructure in New England, on the west coast of the U.S., and certainly in parts of Europe, the price for natural gas there is much higher. Okay, so why is the price of gas in Europe going down? It's not like they all of a sudden built more pipelines.
It's mostly, believe it or not, being really lucky with the weather in November.
That's Ryan Kellogg. He's a public policy professor at the University of Chicago.
The natural gas balance depends so much on what winter weather turns out to be. And it turns out Europe, fortunately for them, got really lucky and had a really warm November.
So he says even though they've recently had a few cold snaps, storage has remained pretty full. So many countries have been able to keep up with increased demand. Now, on top of that, Germany's first floating storage and regasification unit that will allow that country to import liquefied natural gas is set to come online tomorrow. That move was spurred by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the cutting off of that supply. But Anne-Maria Heyer-Markarevich, European analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, says leaders across the Atlantic have to think more long-term.
Yeah, we need the gas right now to offer us like that security for this winter, but we need to focus on the future, yeah? And the future, we need to diversify our sources of energy.
And she says Europeans need to reduce demand for fossil fuels, which they've shown is possible as necessitated due to the lack of Russian supply. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.